And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom, and I thank you for tuning in today. How do we get to financial freedom? Well, really, it comes down to one thing. It comes down to creating passive income, income that meets, or even better, exceeds our monthly household expenses. And once that happens, do I need a job to cover that lifestyle? No, I really don't. I'm financially free. I can retire. And whether that's your goal, retiring early, let's say, or maybe it's just to add an extra $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month, you can do that very, very easily by buying a few single-family rental houses. It's easier than you might think, and we talk about the process and how you do that on this show all the time. But unfortunately, there are a few forces out there that can erode that cash flow. Once you've gotten to that target, hey, I want to add $1,000 a month, that'll make my life a lot easier for me, for my family, impact my travel budget, whatever it is you're thinking about, something comes along and starts chipping away at that cash flow. And we're gonna talk today about how you can fight against that very thing. And specifically what I have in mind today are property taxes, because yeah, it's that time of year. If you're listening in Texas, now this is broadcast nationally, and you're tax assessment process may be entirely different than what we have here in Texas, but we have a lot of members out of state, outside of Texas, that invest right here in Dallas, where I am, in the perimeter of Dallas, down in Houston, San Antonio, etc. So this is a very, very important topic. If you own rentals now, or perhaps you just own your personal house here in Texas, I'm sure you've already gotten that county appraisal district notice of appraised value. That's what it says at the top of mine, notice of appraised value. And when you got that, I got to ask the question, were you shocked again this year, reeling at the tax implications? Well, the good news is you can fight back, and we're going to talk about how you do that here in Texas. So this is a Texas-specific show, but again, we have members across the nation buying here in my backyard, and you need to understand this. You need to understand that you do have recourse. And I, as a single-family investor, I've been a member at Lifestyles Unlimited for since 2012, and I've been doing this very thing every year for over a dozen years now, going out and protesting that tax-appraised value on each and every one of my single-family houses and my own personal residence. I've had a lot of great success every year in reducing my tax burden and in protecting my cash flow, and you can too. You can too. Now, I will add this, if you're tired of this, if you're just fed up with the tax rates in Texas and those ever-increasing values, that's a good problem to have, by the way. Values go up when it comes time to sell that asset. That's really what you want to see, isn't it? But we want to fight that. But if you're tired of it, guess what? Just understand that Lifestyles Unlimited is not limited to Texas. We have Lifestyles Realty across the nation now in a number of markets where both taxes and insurance, that's the other thing that works to erode your cash flow, where taxes and insurance are very, very low compared to here. I'm thinking about places like Arizona, Georgia, Tennessee, Kansas, Missouri, the Carolinas, all have very good tax rates. The approach those markets take to their appraisals and how the taxes are levied is very favorable. So I love investing in Texas. I will always invest in Texas, but those are good markets to look at as well. Now back to Texas. And I'm going to say it now because this is exceedingly important. Very, very important. If you miss this, well, it's too late. Nothing you can do about those taxes in Texas this year. The deadline to file your protest, because that's what we're going to talk about today, is how to protest your property taxes. The filing deadline is May 15th. That's basically what it is every year, May 15th. Those notices are supposed to come out April 15th, thereby setting the protest filing deadline at May 15th. That doesn't mean you have to have resolved everything. I typically don't even have all my evidence together at that point. I drag my feet a little bit, but you have to at least let the county know, I intend to fight you this year on this property and that property and all of these properties, however many you have 15th of May. Do not sleep on that. Now, I do have, incidentally, I mentioned if they got the filing out the door, the notice of value on the 15th of April, I have one that sent it on the 16th of April. So guess what? That pushes my deadline back to May 16th. If they get it out on the 20th, it's going to push it back 30 days. So regardless, put it into your head. May 15th is the day I need to have had my protest filed. We'll talk about how, and then we'll talk about how you go into fighting that, okay? By the way, we're going to have an event coming up here very soon that is going to occur before that tax window closes, that protest window closes. And I'm thinking about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That's going to be May 7th through the 10th in Irving, Texas. That's at the Irving Convention Center in Las Colinas. It's nestled squarely between DFW Airport and Love Field. So if you need to come in from out of state and you haven't booked your tickets, plan on doing that. You've got time to do that still. And this is germane to today's conversation because there will be thousands of investors on hand there. People who have been doing this for years and for decades like I have. People that you can talk to. And you can ask the question. I always encourage people, and we'll talk a little bit ahead of the expo about this as well. What should you do to prepare to come to such a large real estate investing and networking event? Well, among other things, you should know your goals. And if one of your goals, like mine, is to reduce my tax burden by way of protesting those tax valuations, well, maybe one of your goals should be to find those people that are invested in that state where I am invested now or plan to invest and have that be one of my questions. Hey, how's it going? Did you get your notice of value? Boy, I was floored when I got mine. I am absolutely going to fight this. And by the way, what's your success looked like? What have you done? And that's what we're going to talk about throughout the course of the show. That expo, by the way, as I mentioned, is May 7th through the 10th. If you want to learn more, text the keyword EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. You'll get a link to that, basically to our website, with more information, what packages you can use to enter. There's a lot you can do there. I mentioned the bus tour. You can choose to do that. Go on the bus tour if you want to go and view some multifamily, some apartment properties that our members have invested in. They're going to take you to these and tell you all about them. By the way, do they protest their tax valuations every year? Absolutely they do. We're talking really big bucks when it comes to apartments, but on our houses too. We're going to do it there. So bus tour, you may be interested in that. You can learn more again if you text the keyword EXPO to 88007. Be sure if you do sign up for a pass, use the promo code RADIO. That'll give you $100 off whichever pass you choose. And I was looking for one other tidbit of information for you. They've released the EXPO book, and this is what tells us what courses, what's going to be going on at the EXPO. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, there's a link at the top, a tab. It says EXPO, and if you hover over that, it'll give you a drop-down. You can see about hotels, event details, but more importantly to this conversation is our EXPO program book, so you can dive into that and see what courses, what can I learn there? What kind of education is going to be going on? What kind of side events? What kind of networking opportunities? When is Dell going to give his keynote address? All that good stuff. And as you're flipping through that, if you pause at what's called the expert hall, you'll see that I was looking at this just a minute ago. There's at least one tax protest vendor that will be on site, a good person or a good company to go and talk to and ask those questions. Hey, what do you charge? That sort of thing. But what's the process? How should I do this? Blah, 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 right? You come with your questions, as I said. I didn't see any breakout sessions specifically on property tax protests. That's pretty specific to Texas, I think. But there are a lot of tax topics out there. And while you're on hand, while you're on site, be sure to stop by the radio booth. I'll be hanging around there in the expert hall, and we can exchange notes. I'll be happy to talk to you about your situation, what's going on in your property tax protest world. I do this every year, like I said. And if taxes are a favorite topic of yours, there are other breakout sessions on things like, I've just got a list of them here. Tax hacks your advisor's not telling you. This is more thinking about federal income taxes. Tax hacks your advisor's not telling you. Here's another one. Tax strategies to maximize the ROI. This is specifically on multifamily real estate. Here's one. Tax laws that affect real estate investors. This is one for everybody. And this will help you understand the tax advantages that we enjoy as real estate investors. Here's a really specific one. We often, and I don't know, there's probably a course on the 1031 exchange, but this one is specifically the reverse 1031 exchange. What is that? Well, this would be a good course to go to and understand how that can help you when you're trying to time something like doing a 1031 exchange, right, to reduce or to defer your capital gains taxes. But capital gains taxes, federal income taxes is not what we're thinking about today. We're thinking about the fact that, boy, we get that appraisal notice and they've whacked me again, taking that value up ridiculously high. And I know they're going to want to milk me for all the tax dollars they can get come October when they release those actual tax statements. We're going to fight those. Before we get to how, I want you to understand the ways that we make money on our houses, because this is also germane to the conversation. We make money five ways. When we invest in a single family rental house, we make money five ways, two of which are really going to be big drivers of our property tax protest conversation. The first one of those is that cash flow that I mentioned at the opening of the show. That's what we want to build up. That's that passive income that's going to get you to financial freedom, that's going to help you become real estate retired. I did it at 47, much earlier than the government wanted me to. My wife did it years before that, right? She became retired. It's that cash flow. And right now in the current market, whether Texas or Georgia or South Carolina, wherever you're investing through Lifestyles Unlimited or with Lifestyles Unlimited with the Realty team, we tend to see cash flow that ranges from $200 to $600 per month. And that is our net. That is the profit. We're going to collect a rent. We're going to pay our fixed expenses out of that, and we're going to keep the rest. And it's anywhere from $200 to $600 per month. Remember that number or that range. The other big ticket item when it comes to making money is our equity capture. And you have to understand what we're buying. We're going out and we're finding houses that need work. They're distressed, both physically. Sometimes the owner is in financial distress, and we're able to get those at a discount. For example, I may buy a house for $100,000 and put $50,000 worth of work into that house, but it values at $200 or even $250 when I'm done. That gap between my all-in at $150 plus whatever closing costs are to that market value, that's my equity capture. That plays into our conversation here in a minute as well. Those can be really, really large numbers. 50, 60, 70K. You can be doubling, tripling, quadrupling your money in a very short period of time through the renovations and adding value back to that house. Aside from that, we have three other ways. We have equity buildup because my resident is paying the mortgage for me every month, and I have principal pay down that is equity buildup. I have market appreciation. It's that same appreciation that's pushing up my property values, by the way, in the eyes of the county appraisal district. And then there are tax advantages. And here I'm thinking again about federal income tax filings. So lots of courses at the Expo, as I mentioned, around that topic. Be sure to, again, text Expo to 88007 to learn more. You can go see the Expo program book. We're going to head into a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the general process, and we're going to ease into a little bit more heavy detail content after that.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can send those over to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And we're easing into the topic of property tax protest. It is a ritual. It is a rite of spring every year here in Texas. I'm going to say it one more time. I've said it once. I'll probably repeat it again shortly. That filing deadline is May 15th. You want to file with the county where you intend to protest on or preferably before May 15th. It doesn't mean you have to come with everything ready to go at that point, but at least let them know your intent. And here I'm really focused on single family. You know, I mentioned at the expo there will be things like the bus tour. That's going to be for you if you think you maybe want to be a lead investor, a syndicator of apartment projects, or you want to be a passive investor. By the way, if you don't want to deal with property tax protest at all, go be a passive investor. I'm a passive investor in apartments as well. Am I very hands-on in the process? Absolutely not. That's the job of my lead, the syndicator, to take care of that. But if you are interested in single family, and single family is a great space right now, we have a lot of members that are investing both in apartments and shifting now into houses as well. We've got very specific classes at the expo devoted just to single family investing. In fact, if you say, hey, I don't want to go on the bus tour, there will be single family sessions going on that same day. We've got single family panel going on. This looks like Thursday. Another class, leveraging your single family team to achieve maximum results, right? Maybe property tax comes up, someone there, don't know. But lots of breakout sessions for you if you intend to become, or if you are now, a single family investor. And this topic comes up every year. Protest your tax valuations. Protest your property taxes. Why? Well, protect your cash flow, right? That's one of the big reasons why we buy our rental houses. I named very quickly in the last segment what those five ways we make money on our houses are. Big thing we're seeking is the cash flow. Told you a range. We're targeting anywhere from a net, right, profit in my pocket every month from $200 to $600. So let's think about those tax valuations. You got the notice. And if you assume a tax rate of 2.5%, it may be higher in your county if you're in a city, right, with a high, right, big, large taxing school district. Those are the big drivers of the percentages there. Or if you're in the county, it may be lower, but somewhere 1, 2, 3%. But let's assume 2.5%. Every $10,000 I'm able to negotiate down on that tax valuation is going to save me $250 in taxes. And I know that does not sound like a lot. That's an annual number, right? But if you get it lowered even more, you save even more. I have gotten property values lowered $50,000 and $60,000 in the past. They just took them up way too high, and I said, absolutely not. This does not work. Brought my evidence, lowered $50,000. That's about a $1,200 savings right there on the year. And $60,000 is about $1,500 just on one property. Do that math across multiple, and you save a lot more. If you have 5, 10, 20 properties, that really adds up. And I've got an example property. This came out from the Lifestyles Realty team, where is this, down by Houston last week sometime. This is a house that we might buy, right? In fact, they're marketing it. They're letting us know about this opportunity. Purchase price for this house is a 1955 build, about 1,500 square feet, somewhere around Houston. Purchase price or asking price, $85,500. After repair, price opinion, market value, in other words, $220,000. Let's just do a little bit of quick math. If I assume that I'm on the tax appraisal valuation at $200,000, let's make a round number, 2.5% of that, well, that's $5,000 a year in taxes that I need to budget to pay. But what if I can get that protested down to my purchase price, which is effectively the true market value, isn't it? Whatever somebody is willing to pay is the market value. Well, if I pay $85,500, shouldn't my taxes be based on that value? Well, let's say they say, yeah, you're right. Apply 2.5%, that drops us down to about $2,100. That's a $2,900 savings on the year, or about $240 per month. What did I just tell you we tend to see in cash flow on our houses? Anywhere from $200 to $600. I've effectively, by protesting the value down to my purchase price, I've just added another house worth of cash flow for the year. And that may stick around for the next year. Commonly, they'll let the value ride for 2 years. Not always, but In my experience, they tend to let it sit for a couple of years. So yeah, if I can get that value down, I save significantly. You know, in that particular situation, in that particular example, estimated out of pocket to invest in this house was right around $25,000. That's about basically an 11% return on my efforts to lower those property taxes. So ask yourself, is it worth it? Yeah, I've both protected my cash flow, driven up my returns. All around good news. Now, this is commonly where I get the question, yeah, but Andy, if I get my value lowered and then I want to sell this in a couple of years, like you talk about, we say, hey, hold it for, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, something like that. Sell before all the things you fixed up start to break again, in essence. Isn't that going to hurt my sales price? No, it won't. The value on the tax appraisal records and the actual true market value are vastly different. In the example I just gave you, I said, hey, after repair, price opinion, $220. That might be on the tax rolls at $200, maybe at $180. There's typically a gap there anyhow. So if I go out and protest it lower, so what? That has no impact on sales price. And if somebody is looking at that and trying to make that argument to you, you just kindly dissuade them, disabuse them of that notion, say, sorry, we'll just move on to the next offer, right? Another common misconception that I hear is, well, if I go out and protest the value, they've set the value here. If I go out and start to argue with them, isn't there a chance they might actually turn around and say, you know what? We made a mistake. We're going to increase the value. No, that risk is not there. At least at the informal hearing or the, let's say, more formal ARB hearing, this is not an issue. That is not a fear you should have. That is not a risk that you're exposed to. ARB hearing. What is that? Okay. Well, let's talk about the general process and the probable timeline so that you have an idea of some of the broader moving parts and how long this whole thing might take, right? This doesn't mean you're sitting at this every day, but I want you to understand the timeline. I'm going to assume you've never done this before. Again, I've been doing this for over a dozen years. In fact, I talked just yesterday with my hard money lender, and I was in preparing the show, I asked the question. I said, you know, you work with a lot of new first-time investors. Do you talk about property tax protests? And surprisingly, yes. A lot of new investors don't know that you can do this. A lot of homeowners don't realize you can do this. So you can actually go out and fight that valuation. Now, here's what happens. You get the new appraised value here. I've got one right here. We'll talk about that in a minute. And after you recover from the shock, right, because they've just jacked that thing up again, what do? You go out and file your protest. We'll talk about how. And what will happen is the county is going to give you a hearing date in front of that ARB. And ARB stands for Appraisal Review Board. And you can now choose to just sit and wait out the clock and go in front of that ARB. Or even better, you can take a preemptive shot and go have what is called an informal hearing. And all of these sheets that you get from the counties, they're going to describe that. They're going to even, in fact, tell you how to go do an informal hearing in that county. Counties differ. There are 254 counties in the state. Every county is going to handle it a little bit differently, potentially, within a certain framework that Texas law allows. But you can go in, have a one-on-one conversation with that appraiser informally. If that works out, great. If it doesn't, then you just wait and go in front of the ARB. And that doesn't necessarily mean going down there in person. This can be done remotely. In fact, since COVID, I've never gone down in front of the ARB, the Appraisal Review Board. It's either done by telephone or perhaps by Zoom. I'm in five different counties. All of the counties where I invest, I can do that filing online. It's easy. There's no reason not to. At least get the conversation started. How you then handle the downstream arguments, etc. That's what we'll get into a little bit more next week. But I want you to understand the timeline. How long could this take, right? You file by May 15th, takes a couple weeks. Eventually you get a letter from the county that says, okay, your appraisal review board hearing is at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, June, whatever. You say, okay, well, I'm going to go have my informal hearing. You can do that in person. I like to do this part in person. Personally, I have the time because I am real estate retired. If you don't, this is typically something you can do on the phone as well. With Dallas County, I always do it on the phone. Tarrant, I like to go down there. I don't know why, I just do. So ARB hearing sometime in June, you don't have any luck at the informal hearing. So you go to the ARB hearing. It could be done by June. I personally have had ARB hearings that go all the way out into September. Typically, the county is shooting for concluding this whole process in July. They have a particular deadline they're supposed to hit. Doesn't mean that they do it. I think they have to hit a certain percentage of resolution by a certain deadline. I don't know what that is, but typically in July, they're trying to get everything done. So May 15th, you've filed. Hearings start later in May, June, July. Okay, and as we were saying, if that doesn't work out and you think you have a strong argument, yes, you can appeal. You can take that to the district court. You can go through arbitration, you can file a lawsuit. Typically, our multifamily guys are absolutely doing this because the numbers are so large. Most single-family investors that I know don't go that far, but I have known a few that have, right? Depends on how hard-headed you are, I suppose. But so that's the rough timeline. Couple months, but you're not involved every day. Keep that in mind. Let's get into the process into a little bit more detail here. This will set the stage for next week. So here I've got one of my, it's a notice of appraised value. And it shows me what the value was last year, and it shows me what it is this year. And what happens is the county sets your property value as of January 1st. Yes, it's already April, it's already May, but they're looking backwards, and they're looking at the prior year to see what has sold in that prior year to set that market value. Now, some counties will actually look into this year. Some don't. You need to figure out what your county does, because that will drive what you look at to gather your evidence to file or to formulate your your argument. And typically the county is actually looking at two things. They're looking both at market sales to get to those sold comps, and that's going to dictate what is called market value. And they're also looking on their own tax rolls, and this is kind of the crazy part. And they're going to look and see what your neighbors are valued at, and they're going to adjust your value based on that. And that's got a different title here in Dallas County. I can protest based on market value. Those are sales. Or I can protest what's based on what's called unequal value. And that's the valuations on the tax rolls itself. Okay. And in this case, I've got paper in hand. I've gotten those valuations in the mail. If you did not get a notice, that means your values were not changed. They're the same as they were last year. Now, should you protest? Yes, you should. You should do this every year. Incidentally, about 2/3 of my values did not go up. I actually had one that went down. Did I get a value notice? Yes, the value changed, so they emailed or sent out the letter for that particular property. And for the others that went up, I got those in the mail. The rest, I just went to the tax appraisal website just to confirm. Tarrant County. For those of you investing in Tarrant County, none of my Tarrant properties went up. I'm in multiple cities there. None went up. I'm happy. If yours went up, I'm sorry. Take action, right? But I had to learn this by going to the county appraisal district. If you're not sure what their website is, just type your county, Hopkins CAD or Hopkins County Appraisal District, Bear County Appraisal District, whatever. That will take you to their website. And you can just type in your property address or your name if you're the owner to get to the details and see what that valuation is. And I'll tell you, as we have these ongoing conversations, each county is a little bit different with their process. You know, the letter here, I've got one from Dallas County here. I've got one from Van Zandt. You know, it looks different, right? They present this to me differently. And sometimes their vocabulary is a little bit differently. So bear with me if I swap it around a little bit. And if you have questions at the end of the day, again, you can send those to me at askandy@luinc.com, and I'll happily take those up with you. Or even better, as I mentioned a moment ago, come out to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That's going to be May 7th through the 10th. That's a good time to come out and talk to other investors and circle the wagons. What's the best approach? I'm in Collin County. I've heard they're kind of hard to fight with. This is true. Well, what do you do? Where have you had success? Come visit me at the radio booth. Same conversation. Let's talk about this stuff. But above all else, get that filing in by May 15th. And the question then becomes, and I see this on these couple of protests or these valuation forms, what am I going to protest? And there are a lot of options here. I see, like I said, in Dallas County, market value, I'm going to check that box when I do it online. Unequal value, I'm going to check that box. They actually combine it here as a third box, market value and unequal value. Okay, I'll probably check that box. You want to have as many boxes as you think you can argue selected now before you get to that appraisal review board hearing. If you've selected market value but not unequal, and you go into that appraisal review board, they're very formal. You'll state your name, you'll state your address, you'll read some verbiage that they ask you to read. And then when you say, hey, I want to discuss unequal value, that appraiser is going to say, ooh, you did not select that when you filed your protest. They're very, very formal. Whatever options you think you want to fight on, select them all. You can carve those out later. Other options on here, property not located in district. They get very, very specific. Ownership is incorrect, ag use, other stuff. Typically, we're not focused on that. As single-family rental investors and as owners of our personal houses, we're going after market value and we're going after unequal value. On my Van Zandt one, it's called something different. It says incorrect appraised value and or value is unequal compared, blah, blah, blah. I don't have those isolated options even in that case. Whatever you think you can fight on, choose as many as you can. That's the message here. Get it in by May 15th. Okay. After you've submitted that, and there's a place on these forms as well and online, you want to request, hey, county, how did you get to that value? How did you go from 200 to 300? How did you go from 100 to 250? Right? I need to see your evidence, and they have to provide that to you. They may email that, they may mail that, but you want to select that option as well because you need to see what basis they've formed to create that value, because then you're going to work to start tearing that basis apart. We'll get into more detail next week there. So request that evidence, download it from their website, however you go about that. And you may do your ongoing negotiation purely electronically from here on out. Like I said, you may do that informal hearing per phone. I love that. Easy. You may do the ARB hearing per phone. I love that. Makes it a lot easier. If you feel you don't have time for any of this, well, you can hire it out. You don't have to do this yourself. We're going to talk about how you do this yourself and get into greater detail next week. But if you don't feel you have the time, or maybe you've just gotten to where you have too many properties, I guess I'm a glutton for punishment. I go out to these five counties virtually or in reality and do this every year. But since so many of mine didn't go up this year, I think I'm going to take those that didn't go up and hand those off to a property tax protest company. Lighten my load a little bit. So if you're in that boat or you just don't have the time, there are lots of companies that will do this on your behalf. I mentioned one will be in attendance. I was looking at the expert hall at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. At least one that I saw on the list of vendors is clearly a property tax protest company. You can hire them. They'll do it for you. Or you can do it online. You know, if you're listening to me now in Chattanooga or in San Diego and you don't want to pay the fee, whatever it is, to hire the companies. Typically, it's either a flat fee, $100, $200, or it's a contingency-based fee whereby they only charge you a percentage of the tax savings, meaning if they save me $100 in taxes, they charge me 40% of that, $40, $50, whatever it is. If you want to avoid that, it's very, very easy to do online. You know, that's how I did my Houston area rentals last year, just did it online. And if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, like I said, and you're coming to Expo, talk to that company, come talk to me, talk to other members, but see, hey, how did you go about this? If I'm in San Diego, how do I do this fight? Okay. It's not hard. It takes a little bit of time, a little bit of prep, and we'll talk next week about exactly what you need to prepare. And I'm going to speak specifically at the start of the show to the new investor, because you have it really easy. You may not know this. But having some tremendous success that can save you thousands of dollars for you, the first-time investor that just bought that, not because you're new, but bought that great deal that we were looking at a minute ago, $85,000 purchase price, $220,000 value. You can save thousands of dollars very easy. We'll get into that. Again, if you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. And in the meantime, text the keyword EXPO to 88007. You should really get out there. Really get out there. You'll learn much more than protesting those property taxes. You'll learn about investing in apartments, in single family, all the things we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. Great space, May 7th through the 10th. Come on out. I'll see you there. In the meantime, I do thank you for tuning in. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.